WBKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WBKY and WBKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
The Caldwell County Tigers played their first district game of the season last night out at Tiger Stadium, but fell to the Mayfield Cardinals. 63-7 was the final score last night. A week off for the Tigers now, and then a trip to Murray in 2 weeks. Good morning, everyone. This is Todd Griffin at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. Tiger coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us on the show this morning. And, Coach, tough loss last night, but Mayfield as good as advertised.
Yeah, they're an extremely good football team. They'll most likely advance along the way in the playoffs. So, you know, they were really impressive last night, especially how their defense pursued to the football. You know, we had plans on coming in and running the ball and trying to control the clock against them, and they made it real tough. They really recognized when we were going to run it, and when they all flew to the football. They're an extremely good football team. They were extremely disciplined football team, aggressive, like we thought they would be. They've got an impressive ball club.
Jeff, if Mayfield is the number four Class 2A team in the state, I'm not sure I want to see the top three.
I guess that's pretty subjective. I think at any given time they could be one through four or one through three or whatever. I think they've got as good a shot at winning the thing as anybody does.
Yeah, you look at some of the scores from last night, and an interesting night of football. Of course, the first one that jumps out, Crittenden County 28, Murray 14. And, of course, that's another Class 2A first district matchup, and Crittenden County with a big district win there.
Yeah, you know, Coach Courtney's done a really good job there. And I would say going into that game, I would have said Murray was the favorite based on their schedule and who they've beaten. But I'm very impressed. Crittenden County come out and I'm going to be honest with you. Crittenden's a big rival, but it does not sadden me to see Murray High lose.
Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting, though, when you start looking at playoff pairings, because you figure Mayfield's going to be number one in this district. Owensboro Catholic's going to be number one in the other district. But I think the next three teams, they may shake out anyway by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah, you know, that Crittenden and Murray game, that's two of our last three opponents. And I've seen several games of both of them this year. And I feel like, you know, we have progressed since the season started. And I hope it has put us in a position where we can go out and compete with those teams, give us a chance to win. And I feel like we're getting there. I feel like we are due for a week off. I feel like the kids need rest. You know, we had a lot of sickness on the team this week. I had some kids playing last night that were sick. I had some kids playing through some injuries. So we got through a real tough seven-game stretch, and I hope we can get healthy with our week off this week and make a run in a home playoff game.
But you guys knew coming into the Mayfield game that was a tall task.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we knew that. You know, they have a bunch of seniors, some fifth-year seniors. They had some kids who took the COVID year. We knew it would take a spectacular effort to stay close to them. And more importantly, they would have to play really bad. They would have to play bad. They'd have to turn the ball over and commit penalties for us to have our best opportunity to stay in the game, and they didn't. They played a real clean game. Their kids play hard, run hard. I think they had three penalties, and they took care of business like a good team should. You know, good state championship football teams. They don't turn the ball over. They don't get a bunch of stupid penalties and let teams hang around with them in games that shouldn't be able to compete with them. And you know, that says a lot. Their coaches over there, they got a really good coaching staff, a really supportive community, and they got high expectations for their kids.
Jeff, I thought our guys were competing last night, just a little overmatched by maybe a more experienced Mayfield team.
Yeah, I don't think our kids gave up last night. I think they come out and they gave effort and they tried, and you know, they hung their head some, but you know, when things aren't going well, it's hard not to do that. You know, there are some bright spots. You know, I think the thing that I encouraged the most about last night is that kids responded to what we said. I'm not sure that we could have said that after every game. I think, you know, Coach McClung kind of challenged a little bit at halftime to come out and continue to play, and I think they did. And, you know, I think our kids just understand that there's a process going on, and you know, that there's a learning curve, and they're getting a little better each day and each week. And, you know, hopefully we can put one together here before it's over.
Yeah, 49-0 was the score at halftime. It's kind of easy to pack it in at that point. But I did like the way the team came back out. There was some energy on the Tigers sideline in the second half. Seemed like everybody was positive, as you can be in that situation. And you guys actually came out, got the kickoff. Wasn't an onside kick, but you guys ended up with the ball on the first kickoff and ended up taking that down and scoring.
Yeah, and you know, we got a kid score that touchdown that transferred to us this before school this year, and he got his practices started late, and he you know, it's Jabrion Spike's little brother, and he Cam, and he you know, he really likes football. He's a really tough kid, and he's really starting to carve out some future plans with us for him, because he practices hard, and I was happy to see him get out there and score that touchdown. You know, he's not the fastest kid in the world, but he's a tough kid that wants to get on the field, and that's the kind of kids we need. We saw some other young kids. You know, I told him at halftime, even when we were down, I said, guys, you got 24 minutes to go out and hit Mayfield. You get to go out and play Mayfield. So you young guys have an opportunity to go out. You know, they're going to play their young guys, and a lot of those young guys you're going to face are the guys you're going to be playing next year. So take advantage of it. Get out there and play hard. You know, Zy Rollins last night came up and tackled the Starks kid in the open field, you know. And the Starks kid is an awesome running back, and Zy's a sophomore. And he's way smaller than that kid. And he came up and hit the kid and took him down. The kid ended up on top of him, but he tackled him. So I was impressed with that. You know, Cam Wilson came in and gave us some good reps, flying around, hitting people. Derek Wilson gave us some good reps. You know, Jack Roach played a tough game. He made a bunch of tackles. So those are all young kids. And, you know, in spite of the score, they're out there playing. They're not giving up, and that's what's important. And then hopefully it'll pays off in the long run.
One thing I liked last night, I think Zy on a kickoff return had the ball. Looked like he was going to go out of bounds about the 35. Cut it back in, got another 5 yards, got it out to the 40. Maybe just a little thing, but I kind of like seeing that back cut the ball back in and pick up another 5 instead of – because nobody's going to say anything if you run out of bounds on that play, but he didn't and got 5 more yards
out
of it.
Yeah, especially when you're down and, you know, you could just – you know, halfway run up there and get tackled. And we're still trying to score. We still got kids fighting. We still got kids playing hard. You know, it's not just going to pay off down the road. That's going to pay off when we play in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, our kids realize, I think our kids realized last night that, you know, this Mayfield team's a lot better than the other teams we've played this season. And, you know, they're beating us bad, but there's plays, there's times where we're out here competing with these guys. And it makes us realize that, hey, we probably should have been more competitive in some of our games that we've already played. And, you know, playing a team like that can help you to understand where you want to get to, what it takes to get there. And I hope it pays off just in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
I only want to interrupt you for a second. Zy Rollins knows if he had went out of bounds, Demetrius Kane would have said something. I just want you to know that, Todd.
Maybe that's a good reason to cut it back.
He would have heard about it from his brother.
But you see a lot of guys on that play. I mean, everybody's kind of ushering you out of bounds. The defense is there. It's easy just to go ahead and run that ball out of bounds. But, I mean, he cut back against the grain and picked up another 5 yards.
That's right. And that was a tough run. I agree 100%. But the only exception would be no one would say anything. That's not true. Demetrius Kane would have said something.
Hey, 5 yards is five yards, right?
That's right.
You know, it's kind of like the offense last night. Sometimes you look at a 3-yard run on first down and people are like, well, we just got 3 yards. But 2nd and 7 is a lot better than 2nd and 10 or 2nd and 13. Kentucky had a really good season 1 year by giving R2's Penner the football and letting him get 3 or 4 yards a run. I mean, that 3 yards on first down sometimes is a big play.
Yeah, and I think sometimes in those situations you have to learn that. You have to learn that I can stick it up. You know, Gus is learning that as he goes, and I think Cooper's learning that as they go is, you know, every run doesn't have to be a 15-yard gain first down. A 3-yard run against a tough defense is flying around and lowering your shoulder and get behind your pads and running your feet and gaining, you know, 2 or 3 yards is a positive thing. So, and I think probably that's kind of what Cam did. Cam Spikes did when he came in. It kind of, you know, ended up in the end zone. So,
well, and he had a few holes to run through too in the second half, which was also helpful.
Oh yeah, it always helps whenever, you know, they were, their other group was in, and it was a little bit of a, you know, we had a little bit of an advantage over that group, you could say. But you know, finding those spots and hitting them hard is the difference in, you know, getting your 2 yard run and your 2 yard loss, you know.
Yeah, Gus Fox, I think, really had a difficult time because Mayfield just doesn't give up much in the middle.
No, and they're good. And just like Coach said, they run to the football as well as any team that we've had. And I don't know that they're exceptionally fast, like each person separately, but they all are quick enough and they get to the ball and they rally to the football and they gang tackle and they're going to hit you and two or three of them are going to hit you. And, you know, that's one of the things that makes them so good.
Well, we're talking about the season up until this point and the team 0-7 after a difficult schedule this year. But, you know, you look ahead, your biggest two games of the season are the next two coming up.
No doubt about it. You know, and Murray and Crittenden are both solid football programs. They've got good records this year. They played good, some good people too. So they've been tested as well. But, you know, I feel like with the improvements that we've made, we, you know, they may be favored in both games, but I feel like those are games that we can have a shot in if we get prepared and we come out and fire. You know, and I feel like our kids are like, oh, finally a 2A team. You know, we'll have a little bit of that. We finally get to play somebody that's in our class, because so far the only 2A team we've played this year has been Mayfield. So, you know, you're going to play a school our size, a school with similar numbers to us, a school with that's on our level classification-wise. So hopefully our kids will show up and come ready to play, and we'll have two good football games.
Yeah, we talk about still having lots to play for. Wins over Murray and Crittenden County would give you guys a home playoff game. I know a playoff win is kind of a goal for you guys this season, so that's all still out there to get.
You know, and in spite of the record, you win the next two football games, it totally changes our season. You know, the record may say 2-7, but if we win the next two games, we'll have had an excellent season. Because, you know, we probably play in the best 2A district in the state. Maybe the first or second best 2A district in the entire state.
Well, the 1985 Tiger team won three games all year, and we still talk about those guys because they beat Mayfield and they beat Crittenden, and both of those schools went on to win state championships.
Yeah.
I was at that one, actually.
That's a class of 86, right?
Yes.
I've heard all about them.
Yeah, if you know a member of that class.
I do. I know a few of them. I know. I've heard quite a bit about the class of 86.
But few people remember the other win that season. You know, everybody remembers the win down at Mayfield. Everybody remembers the win over Crittenden County. And like I said, both of those teams went on to win state championships that year. Few people can get the other win that year. Anybody up for a guess?
No, I was in sixth grade, Todd. I don't remember.
Nobody's even going to hazard a guess.
I mean, Trigg County.
Well, that's a good guess, but it was Webster County. Webster County was the other win. And, you know, maybe we'll see Webster on our schedule sometime in the near future.
I heard the key play then that won that game is that Will Brown faked an injury and was able to give the team 10 minutes of extra rest that put them over the top to win the game.
That's a heck of an injury, but yeah, that's a good break. I mean, if you need some time off, yeah, you know, get on the ground and give your team a break. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We're live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton. We need to get a timeout here on the show, but we'll come back and have more right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
Caldwell Medical Associates Orthopedic Clinic is your one-stop shop for orthopedic care. Our team of medical professionals can diagnose and treat a wide range of orthopedic care and get you back on the path to a happier, healthier you. Whether you need basic fracture care or osteoporosis management, a sports physical, or back pain treatment, we've got you covered. To learn more or to schedule an appointment with an orthopedic provider, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com. Are you hiring? As part of our Support Local campaign, the Edge Media Group is now offering free job listings on our Find a Job page. Visit Find a Job under the Contest Deals Jobs tab at WPKY Online and click on the ad to submit your listings. Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers, Preston Burrell and Cole Wyatt, as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Get the best in area high school sports on the go. The award-winning coverage you expect from YourSportsEdge.com is available on our incredible app. Catch every thrilling moment from game-changing plays to unforgettable victories right in the palm of your hand. And it's free. Your teams play at YourSportsEdge.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Caldwell County falling to Mayfield last night out at Tiger Stadium in the first district game of the season. Caldwell off next week because of fall break, then headed to Murray in 2 weeks. Then it's a trip to Crittenden County, finishing up the regular season the next week with Trigg County. We're back on Saturday Morning Quarterback with coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley. And Coach McClung, three games left in the regular season. Doesn't seem like we should be that far along.
It's crazy, and we haven't even had a cold game yet.
Yeah.
You know, we've seven games in the season. I haven't worn a sweatshirt in a game yet, so I hope we get all the hot weather out this week and we get some cool weather, get some more football-like weather. And I think Murray's our longest regular season road trip of the year. And then we get to go to Crittenden County as well. We go to Crittenden.
We go to Crittenden,
and then we end with Trigg. So those are three of our big rivalry games. You know, that Murray, playing down at Murray is always a heated atmosphere to play in, and obviously going to Crittenden County will be a tough place to play, and then Trigg County will come over here.
Yeah, few things, though, feel as good as leaving Murray's Field with a win.
That's right. It's a great feeling, and I want to have it bad. And, you know, I immediately started talking about that after the game. I know it'll be a tall task. You know, Murray's a good football team. They got a good quarterback that can scramble, which we've had trouble with. They had two big receivers that are going to be tough. Really good running back. You know, that's going to be the key, and I think that's what Crittenden really did to him last night. Is they shut down the Olive kid at running back and forced him into throwing the ball, and it cost him. And, you know, they've thrown several interceptions this year, so, you know, we're probably going to really look at what Crittenden did and try to use that against them.
Yeah, Murray is a little difficult to figure out because they beat McCracken County and then lost at Crittenden County, so You would have thought they'd had a little more success against a similar size school than they did the big school.
Can't always compare score, Todd.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of those situations.
That's,
you know,
right.
Murray beat McCracken. McCracken beat Crittenden. Crittenden beats Murray.
Well, I mean, to Crittenden County's credit, the last couple times Murray has gone to Crittenden County, they've come out with a loss.
Yeah.
I think you're probably looking at Crittenden's kid really felt like they could win that game, and Murray's kids probably felt like that they were going to walk in there and walk out with a win, and a combination of believing in and playing hard has resulted in the Rockets getting a big win last night.
Want to go back to that non-onside kick you guys had to start the second half where you got the ball back. The great thing about onside kicks or getting the ball in that situation is you usually have good field position. You know, we didn't have much good field position in the first half, but after you guys get the recovery on that, you're at the Mayfield 42. So, I mean, the offense is sitting in really good shape after you get a play like that.
Yeah, and we, you know, I mean, we didn't want an onside kick. It was just supposed to be a sky kick up in the air and ended up being an onside kick. But, you know, we took some chances. We went for it on fourth down last night a few times too, and because, you know, what do you got to lose? You know, you're already down 21-0 or whatever in the first quarter. You know, we felt like we go ahead and take risks. You know, and if you give them the ball back, it's going to be tough to stop them. So try to keep our offense on the field, try to keep the drive going and see what happens.
I thought maybe all the going for it on fourth down was after watching Christian County do it the previous week.
Yeah, well, we've gone for it on fourth down quite a bit this year anyways. So, you know, we're just trying to build momentum. Sometimes that means you take a risk that, you know, maybe if we had a better record or our defense had been playing better, we wouldn't take those risks. But we really feel like that our kids need to. We need to get out there and try to make things happen.
There are football coaches out there, though, that will go for it virtually every fourth down. One, they say you call plays differently if you know you're going for it on that fourth down. And two, they say that you have just as much of a chance to get it on fourth down as you do of stopping the other team if they have good field position.
Well, I do tell Coach Salen sometimes, you know, if he doesn't, if he's calling a third down play, I'll tell him you got two plays, because it might change what he calls. So, you know, we're at midfield or we're at a fairly neutral field position. You know, we'll go for it. We're not afraid to go for it. I try not to go for it if it's 3rd and 15 from our own 10-yard line or something like it, but like Christian County did. But, you know, we're gonna try to keep our offense on the field as much as we can.
Thought last night you guys, toward the end of the game, were able to hit some pass plays too. That, again, doesn't look like a whole lot when you have a lopsided game, but those are confidence boosters for your quarterbacks and your receivers.
Yeah. And, you know, we hit some pass plays, and Dalen actually threw the ball well late, probably the best he's looked all year, and we dropped some of his passes. So we probably should have had some more completions. We dropped 3 or 4 balls in the second half that were really well thrown and should have been caught.
Well, you've got a sophomore at quarterback, a freshman at quarterback, and they've both got a little experience now. But, Jeff, we talk about getting those guys up to game speed, which is a lot different than anything else. But when you play Mayfield, game speed gets even faster.
Yeah, and that's why I mean, that's why you have to play quality competition. I mean, if you're gonna want to compete at that level, you've got to go see it. The kids have got to have experience sometimes, and sometimes when you experience it, you realize you're in over your heads, and but you have to respond and go get ready and compete. And you know, it's not good to get beat like that. It's not good to get beat at all. But sometimes it is good to experience something like that so that you can adjust what you do and, you know, challenge yourself to get better so that you can play at that level. And, you know, I think that's kind of what we're looking for. We're looking for our kids to come back on, you know, Monday and respond and work hard and, you know, and see what happens and just build this thing and get it going in the right direction. And that starts with preparing for Murray, and it continues until you get to see Mayfield again, you know.
With a Spikes kid having a big second half last night, does he kind of work into the offense a little more now?
Well, he was already getting a lot of reps in practice, and we were already, you know, he's been working his butt off in practice on both sides of the ball, itching to get in. You know, he's right there wanting to get in. He's very coachable. So, yeah, I do think he's going to – and we need some more guys running the ball. So, and he runs hard. So, yeah, I do think you'll see some more of him in the future, and maybe on the defensive side too, because, you know, he's doing things the right way. He doesn't talk a lot. He doesn't you know, he's not begging. He's just working hard, and that's what we need, kids that want to play, just to work hard, not be hassling us about playing time. We need tough guys who want to put the work in.
Was last night's game the first time he was eligible this season?
No, he could have been before. Okay, yeah. I think just the opportunity, and then, you know, you kind of get in, and, you know, we've seen him. Like Coach said, he's really kind of worked his way from getting a late start and getting out and getting his practices in to, you know, kind of showing us stuff on the scout team, and then kind of showing us stuff in JV games, and then kind of showing stuff, you know, when he gets with the first group. And he's just, you know, he's made the progression, and, you know, you try to reward kids who do that stuff, and he got a chance to get in last night and just continue what he'd been doing at practice.
I think a lot of people probably remember him from junior pro and He played middle school here too, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's a kid. He went to Christian County for a couple of years and then moved back to the community this year. And you know, he kind of got into school, and you know, he hadn't got his physical and all that stuff taken care of. But when he got that in, I think he was deciding if he wanted to play or not. Then he came out, and you know, then you got another 2 weeks of practices and stuff that you got to get in before you can play. So that put him two or three games behind. And, you know, a lot of times when you're in the schedule and you already know, and, you know, a kid didn't come in through the summer, you really don't know what you have with him. And he's just come in and kept to himself and worked really hard. And, you know, and he's got an opportunity to show us what he's about. And we like what we see.
Yeah. So that was a big positive last night. Coach, what other positives did you see that you can use to build on going forward?
Well, you know, the offensive line, you know, we learned some things last night. We had some guys playing hard, but, you know, Mayfield, they don't necessarily blitz a lot, but they react very quickly to runs. And I think when our offensive linemen see that on film, and we missed some down blocks we should have had on some counters, and you know, we're not going to play anybody else that's that like that on defense. We'll play some good defenses, but not like that. So I think that'll help us as we pay off, because I do think our offensive line has been playing better as the season has gone on, and I think seeing a really good defense like Mayfield at this time of the year will make us better. So I feel like they're getting better. I feel like we're getting better on offense. We just haven't completely got in rhythm yet, you know. But Xavier had caught four passes last night, so that's good progress. You know, Luke Parker has been playing through an injury, but he's going to be a main receiver for us last night. Eli Stevens is going to be a good receiver for us. Cam Wilson is playing H for us. He was blocking his butt off last night. So that's progress. I mean, he's a freshman, and he's out there playing against Mayfield, a top five team in the state. And, you know, and I told him before the game, you know, you got a chance to this is a kind of opponent you make some plays against that'll be impressive. You know, this is a chance to really show what kind of player you are. So, and some of those guys responded. The scores didn't end up the way we wanted, but we had some kids respond last night, and we played well in spots. Mayfield's just they're the total package, man. They're just a really good football team.
I think it's difficult sometimes if you're a player, you put in the work and you don't get the results you want to keep coming back. But like I said, it seems like the guys still have a good attitude. They came out in the second half, and it really felt like a positive vibe on the sideline instead of, oh, no, here we go again.
Yeah. Well, I told them before the game, you know, when you're feeling a certain way about yourself as a player and as a team, you can't compare yourselves to other teams, because other teams are different. You need to think about yourself and compare yourself to yourself. And as a football team, we are way better than we were when we went into that Hopkins Central game. I mean, there is no doubt that where this team is now is 10 times a better football team than we were in week one. And, you know, even though we're 0-7, I think they realize that. They realize that we're a better football team than we were at week one. And if we want to win a game, we just got to keep getting better and keep getting better. You know, we'll have more opportunities the better we get.
Yeah. Like I said, the home playoff game still a possibility. Need to get Murray and Crittenden County. But I think both of those games are, you know, they look like teams that we could be competitive with.
We can compete with them. We need to play well. You know, we can't turn the ball over five times. We can't get 150 yards of penalties. You know, and we need to make some plays. You know, we haven't made a lot of big plays this year, and we need to make some big plays. We need to complete some of these passes that we've set up. We need some big sacks. We need to create some turnovers. And those are the kind of things that you get two equal opponents or two closely matched opponents. That's what makes the difference in the ballgame.
We've come awfully close the last few weeks, though, in kick returns. You know, it just a block or two or a cut here or there, and I think we would have busted one of those.
You know, the funny thing about it is that we've gotten a lot of opportunities to do it. So, you know, and back when we used to play Reedland and beat Reedland every year, they were really good at kickoff returns,
yeah,
too. So, I guess that's one of the benefits of getting to run a lot of kickoff return is that you get kind of good at kick returns.
We're talking this morning with Caldwell football coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley. We are live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton. We'll come back and run through some scores from last night and still have more after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to Pro Shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
We're constantly improving our weather commitment to you. Now sign up to receive Weather Edge text alerts based on your current location. Just go to WPKYonline.com and on the right side of the homepage, click the link to help keep you and your family safe.
Your Planters Bank total checking account is now overflowing with benefits from the new Planters Perks Checking. Get new benefits accessible instantly from the exclusive Planters Perks app. New ways to waive your monthly service charge. Valuable savings at area businesses. And you can keep your total current checking access and benefits. Just download the Planters Perks app to get started. Planters Perks. Reason number 53 that Planters is the bank where you can expect great things. Member FDIC.
This harvest season, Pennyrail Electric reminds us all to make electrical safety a priority and plan ahead. Here are some tips to keep in mind. Training your team is vitally important. When working near power lines, always use a spotter. If your machinery does come into contact with an electrical line, unless there's a fire, stay in the cab. And always call 911 immediately to report the accident. Pennyrail Electric, empowering our members and the communities we serve since 1937.
For 25 years, La Potosina Mexican Restaurant has been your choice for authentic Mexican food. They appreciate your business through the years. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Pair your favorite meals with your favorite margarita. Enjoy dining in or call in for carryouts. Call 270-365-3848 to place your order. La Potosina Mexican Restaurant with locations in Princeton and Marion. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. And thanks again for 25 great years.
We're your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. We're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. We're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. We're your local experts, and we're here to help with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore at Joiner Hardware on Main Street in Princeton.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Experience the best in area high school sports coverage. YourSportsEdge.com delivers award-winning coverage with more stories, pictures, and video. From record-breaking performances to unforgettable moments, we've got you covered. Don't miss out on the excitement at YourSportsEdge.com and on the YourSportsEdge.com free app.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
It's not.
Caldwell County with a district game last night against the Mayfield Cardinals out at Tiger Stadium, but Mayfield picking up a big win here last night. And we told you about the Crittenden County score. Crittenden County over Murray last night in the Class 2A First District 28-14. So Mayfield and Crittenden are 1-0 in district play right now. Looking at some other scores from the other district, Fort Campbell picked up a win over Edmondson County, 37-8 was the final score there. Owensboro Catholic beat Todd County Central, 57-7. So, guys, those scores are interesting because we're going to see one of those teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would. There's no doubt Owensboro Catholic will win that district, but those other three teams, there's no telling where they'll end up. I think the other three are kind of a toss-up between who could finish in what place.
You want to compare scores? It looks like Fort Campbell's got the leg up.
Yeah.
You can't always compare scores.
I was going to say, if I was looking at it right now, I'd say they're probably the odds-on number two seed over there.
Yeah, I think they got a pretty good little running back.
Yeah.
It's kind of made
got a couple of kids that are pretty good, so kind of pity Todd County Central, though, because they were supposed to host Owensboro Catholic Thursday night, Of course, all that rain that moved through the area just left their field underwater.
Yeah.
Not only did they have to push the game back, they had to move it to Owensboro.
Yeah, that kind of caught our middle school a little bit too. I think there was a time in the morning that our sidelines were underwater.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because I think Dustin Cash and Brody went out there to check it out, and it was simply because that it rained so hard so fast and they just didn't have anywhere to go. So it was soft on places last night, but it was okay. But it cost our middle school a chance to play Thursday night, unfortunately.
Well, if you're Todd County Central, though, you hate to give up a home game. Even though it's a lopsided game, you'd rather play at home and, you know, than have to travel to an opponent.
Yeah, and the gate
from
the AD standpoint. You don't want to give up at home gate either.
Checking some other scores, McLean County beat Hopkins County Central 28-27 last night. Graves County, a team we played earlier this season, beat Apollo 14-7. It was Hopkinsville 42, Callaway County nothing. Owensboro big over Marshall County 50-0. Former Tiger coach and player Will Barnes, now the offensive coordinator there at Owensboro, and looks like they have their offense rolling.
Yeah, and they, they played a real tough schedule early, but now that they've gotten their district games, I think they've pretty much locked up the number one seed, because I think Graves County is the second best team in that district, and they beat them last week. So. I would expect them to probably go have a decent run in the playoffs.
Union County over Trigg County last night, 42-12. So if you're trying to compare scores again, Jeff, you can kind of compare that one with the way we played Union County. But the Braves offense, really efficient last night, scored 42 points on 30 plays.
Yeah, a big play to them, I guess so.
And Jaron Johnson with a big game, but stop me if you've heard that one before.
Yeah.
He's a great football player, man. He
might be the best player in this
state.
Maybe
the best player we've seen this year. He is a tough, good athlete, makes smart football plays. Yeah, he's a good player.
Another game involving teams we're kind of familiar with, Hancock County and Webster County. I think Webster County led this game 33-12 early. Hancock County comes back to win it 40-39.
You know, that's not super surprising. You know, scrimmage Hancock and Coach Eubanks told me that they were really young. And that can kind of happen. Young teams get better as their season goes on. I think they have a lot of freshmen, sophomores. You know, I thought that they were a tough physical team when we scrimmaged them. So, looks like they've got things rolling.
And that's a Webster team that had a really great season going, too, and is a much improved team.
Mm-hmm. And I think their numbers are up, which is, you know, they've had low numbers at Webster for a while. I think Coach Milam's got a lot of kids out.
Well, a lot of that's all those lineman drills you guys did over there. You guys helped Webster County get a whole lot better.
I guess we need to have a field day then.
Madisonville beat Muhlenberg County 56-34 last night, but Muhlenberg led that game 21-19 at halftime. So you start looking at scores this year, and some of the games are kind of all over the place.
That's kind of surprising to me. You know, Madisonville is a super talented team, got a lot of good athletes. I would have predicted a run clock on Muhlenberg in the first half, but it sounds like Muhlenberg hung with them for a while.
Oh, that McLean County, Hopkins County Central score was actually from Thursday. Mm-hmm. Another Thursday score, Bowling Green over Christian County Big, 55-0, but no surprise there, and I don't think the Miles kid played after getting hurt out here the previous week.
Well, that's a major impact then, because they are a totally different football team when he's playing.
Couple of more scores. Paducah-Tilghman over Logan County 63-20. So Tilghman's big season continues. Russellville beat Ballard Memorial 38-0. That game about got out of hand, according to reports, but a big win for Russellville, which had been struggling a little bit this season.
Yeah, I don't know much about either of those teams. I haven't seen either of them on film. I don't know how that 1A district's going. You know, some of those teams were used to be in our district. Ballard used to be in our district, but I haven't followed that very closely. Yeah.
Is Russellville a team you guys would consider adding to the schedule at some point if the dates worked out down the road?
Yeah, if they wanted to play us. It's just a matter of getting them to play us, you know. Russellville's a good football program. They kind of have cycles where they're good and cycles where they're not as talented. So, yeah, that'd be a lot better than playing a bunch of 5A and 6A teams every week.
Princeton native Ken Barrett was coached there at Russellville for years, and they got that neat little stadium to go to. Their stadium kind of reminds me of Butler a little bit, the Butler Stadium. It just kind of got that – I think they were probably constructed around the same time and kind of got that same feel to them.
Yeah, if the wall was above below the field.
They do have the one end zone where if you have a really tall wide receiver, you just run him to the back of the end zone.
And you run up a hill, and then if you go out the corner the other side, you'll fall off a 10-foot cliff.
You know, you also get to go to Roy's Barbecue when you hit Russellville. Well, so that's
You know, we've never played them in the 20-something years I've been here. We've never played Russellville. Yeah.
It's been a while. I definitely remember going to some games down there. We had some good games with Russellville. Like I said, at one time, they were kind of a Class A power.
Well, yeah, they were in the state championship game not long ago, right? Yeah. So they just probably had a good class. And sometimes having Logan County's also been really good the last few years, too. So
that's scores from last night. The score at Tiger Stadium was Mayfield 63, Caldwell County 7. The Tigers now 0-7 on the season. But like we said, guys, some big games coming up. Looking ahead to that trip to Murray, you guys have an extra week to prepare for that. What do you do to get ready for the Murray Tigers?
Well, you know, I already have a lot of film on them. So I've shared that film with the kids and coaches. So we're going to have a lot of film to study on them. Other than that, we're going to, you know, this is our bye week, so we're going to take a week off from practices and stuff. You know, a lot of schools have been doing this if they can coordinate their bye week and their fall break. So we get a break this year, and so hopefully our kids can get over the illnesses that we've had, the injuries that we've had, and have time to study the film, spend time with their families. You know, football season is a busy time. A lot of practice, a lot of extra time you put in. So it's a welcome break, and hopefully we come back refreshed and ready to win some games.
Yeah, with seven games under your belt, though, some guys maybe a little beat up, too. So it feels like this is a good time to have an off week.
Definitely. It's definitely. And, you know, seven tough games, not just seven games. Yeah. We've had seven tough games. So the schedule gets a little easier after a fall break. So hopefully the kids are rejuvenated and they have a vision for the goals that we want for this season. And we'll play well last 3 weeks and, you know, turn this thing around.
Looking at some other sports, the Caldwell County volleyball team is in action today down in Paducah at the Quad State Tournament down there. Lady Tigers splitting a pair of games last night, defeating Christian Fellowship School, but falling to Great Crossing, which I think was 20-1 going into that game. So, Jeff, that was a tough draw.
Great Crossing is really good. I don't know. There's a guy I went to college with who's an administrator of Scott County, and I catch their scores because he posts about how good they are all the time. He has a daughter that plays for him, so I think they're really good. So that's you kind of got a tough one there, but you know, same thing. You know, if you want to be good, you got to play good competition, and I'm sure Coach Courtner's looking to, you know, say kind of some of the same things that we've said. Is like, hey, if you want to be competitive and go compete, that's kind of what it looks like. So let's go work hard and get better and try to get there.
The Lady Tiger volleyball team entering play today with an 11-11 record. So hopefully they can stay on the good side of that 500 mark.
Maybe seeing that good competition last night will inspire them to go get a couple wins a day. I hope so.
And we mentioned still three games left in the football regular season, but district soccer time is next week.
Yeah, soccer district starts Tuesday, and both teams play Central at Central for the right to play Madisonville at Central on Thursday. So it's a kind of a exciting time for them, and I know they're getting geared up, and I know both coaches are kind of fired up and ready to kind of get the district started and see how it goes. And, you know, hopefully the kids are excited to go play in the postseason and, you know, just keep battling and keep their seasons going.
Last year, I think we had districts and region and soccer and volleyball about the same time. I'm glad this week there's still two more weeks before volleyball gets to district, so you kind of have them moved around a little bit to where they're not at the same time.
Because I think you're right. I think volleyball district and then the soccer region kind of ended up at the same time. So, yeah, it's nice to space them out a little bit and kind of, you know, at least especially for you when you're trying to get to both or the administration, we're trying to get to both. So,
well, and good thing about region volleyball, it's a Caldwell County.
That's a good thing. Yeah. I'm gonna roll the dice and host as an AD for the first time. So we'll see how that goes.
We're on Saturday Morning Quarterback here on WPKY. We're live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. Tiger football coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us on the show this morning. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more from the Biscuit Barn after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
Why support local?
More of your money stays home. For every $100 spent at a locally owned business, $73 remains in the local economy. Compare that to the same $100 spent at a non-locally owned business, where only $43 remains in the local economy.
The Edge Media Group urges you to support local every chance you get.
Fortner Gas Company has been serving the propane needs of Western Kentucky for 70 years. You'll find offices in Princeton and Cadiz. They're your local and family-owned propane supplier. Browse their website to discover the many services and products available. You can shop in person or online, and they can answer any and all questions in person or on the phone. If they're already your propane supplier, they say thank you. If they're not, they would love to be. Fortner Gas Company, a family tradition of service since 1951.
KFC Princeton, offering their amazing fried chicken and all the fix-its. You can dine in or call your order for pickup inside or use their convenient drive-thru. Your local KFC is located on the Marion Road in Princeton. Whether you enjoy a quick lunch or take dinner home or maybe take something to a friend in need, they're always ready to help. They're also looking for team members at KFC. Ask about becoming a member of their team. KFC on the Marion Road, where they appreciate your support and they are Princeton strong.
Hi, this is Jim Lancaster with H&R AgriPower. For a limited time, take advantage of 0% financing for 84 months on new Case IH Farmall tractors. Now is the time to get a great deal on a new tractor that works as hard as you, Case IH Farmall. Whether you're mowing, baling, feeding, loading, you name it, we have the tractor for you. Stop by and see us at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today and talk to our sales team about the limited time financing offer you don't want to miss.
While supplies last, customers must qualify for program with CNHI Capital.
Hi, this is Allie Coleman with First Southern National Bank, here to share about our new Fab Lanes. We are excited that this new technology allows us to offer quicker transactions, extended hours, and shorter wait times for our customers. You can now access many banking features from the comfort of your car, while a live teller delivers the same high level of exceptional customer service we've offered for the last 40 years. Come experience a new way to bank with us. For more information, visit fsnb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Alan Watts with your Ag Edge, inviting you to join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. for the WPKY Morning Ag Report. We check in daily with Caldwell County Agriculture Extension Agent Shane Bogle, get the latest from fellow farm broadcaster Max Armstrong, take a look at the latest livestock market reports, hear the latest edition of Traveling the Bluegrass, and check the opening grain market with Hopkins Elevator's Ben Westerfield. That's the Morning Ag Report from your Ag Edge Network on 103.3 FM and 1580 AM WPKY.
Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are back at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on Saturday Morning Quarterback here on WPKY. Tiger football coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us on the show this morning. And guys, if you're looking to the future down the road a little bit, the Caldwell County Junior Pro teams are looking pretty good this season.
Yeah, both groups are really good. They got a lot of kids out. I hope they really keep them out. They play at home on the October 14th and 28th, so I'm looking forward to going and checking them out. You know, they're a pretty balanced class. They got some good skill kids. They got some good linemen. So I'm really looking forward to seeing those kids come up and make our middle school team better next year and then turn those into high school football players.
Well, yeah, that's how it works, right, Jeff? I mean, you have to develop those players. I thought one of the best things that ever happened to Caldwell youth football was when we had two teams in each league. You know, because you're just developing extra players, and I kind of hope we get back to that at some point. I realize that during COVID some things happened, and maybe the numbers aren't where they once were, but that's kind of something I hope we get back to at some point, is having two teams in each of the junior pro age groups.
Yeah, we agree. I think that for the most part, you know, from where we're sitting, if the more kids that we get interested and out, the better. You know, if you can get kids playing, and that creates competition at positions when they get to us, that creates – you know, you got bodies. I mean, I think the perfect Class A football or Class 2A football team would be 80 kids, 20 kids per class. And, you know, that way you have a bunch of kids that are always competing for with each other, and you're always, you know, creating competition. You can two platoon. You can play offense or defense. You can, you know, it just opens the doors for a lot of things. And I think a lot of the kids that, you know, over the 20-something years that I've been here, the kids that seem to have had the most high school success were the kids that, you know, that did come from that, you know, four-team system in the junior pro. And, you know, sometimes it's not possible. And, you know, I just hope that, you know, our goal as a high school staff and is to kind of hopefully they can get back to that and generate enough interest that enough kids want to play that, you know, we have two or four teams down there and, you know, get enough coaches out and get all that stuff taken care of that you need so that we can, you know, because that's an advantage we have that a lot of, you know, one of the things that, you know, some schools in our district have that others don't is they're in a big county and, you know, but they have competition within the county for kids. And we don't have a competition within our county for kids. So if we can get as many out as possible and develop as many as possible, then hopefully that can kind of push it up. Because you're always going to lose kids from year to year. But, you know, if we can get the right kids out and keep them out and keep them interested and you know, keep them playing, then that benefits us. And it's really hard to tell, you know, a fourth grader how good he's going to be when he's 16 years old, you know.
Well, realistically, we would all like to be good every year. You'd like to win every game you played. You'd like to win championships all the time.
Right.
But realistically speaking, if you're a Caldwell County, you're not going to have every class just, you know, chock full of athletes. I mean, you look at the high school team now, there are athletes, but I don't think we have as many of them as we had back, you know, when you had some of the really good teams.
Right. Well, there's always that. You know, one of the things I think when you look at building a program, you don't want to be held hostage by talent necessarily, right? You're going to get the talent that you get, and you just want to make sure that the kids that want to play and are willing to work hard to get better are in your program and doing that, and you just want as many of those kids as you can. And, you know, you hope that progresses up from a third and fourth grade interest and they develop a love for the game, and that love drives them to work hard and get better. And, you know, then you can put that to, you know, put that to use when they get to the high school level. And I think that's probably what most of our high schools want, our high school coaches want in each of their programs. And, you know, that's why we try to celebrate the kids that play all three. And, you know, you try to get as many kids out. You don't want to limit their opportunities. And, you know, you want them all out playing the best that they can. And, you know, I think that's what serves best for kids too. I mean, just get as many out as possible and get a good experience as possible.
I think both junior pro teams are 4-0.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good. And then that success breeds interest. So hopefully that success will get other kids interested in playing. And hopefully in a couple of years they'll have 50 kids on the middle school team and everybody will be out and interested. And, you know, we can get, you know, a bunch of kids at the high school level as well.
Well, usually at this point I ask you about the scouting report for next week's opponent. But, you know, I think we all know how bye shapes up.
Yeah. Can we count this as a win, Todd?
I'm all for it. Yeah.
We're favored, I think.
Yeah, I think we're favored over bye. So that kind of weird. We had a Thursday game and then back to normal this week and then off next week. So it's a little different situation if you're a Caldwell County fan. But that Murray game in 2 weeks, we'll get here before we know it.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a good game. It'll be hopefully the kids are excited about it playing. Murray will they'll run similar offenses and defenses than us. Get three or four really good kids, so you know we're going to prepare and come up with a plan to stop those kids, and hopefully we get our offense going and have a good game.
Like I said earlier, Murray's a tough place to play. The field's a little different, the stands are a little different, but as a Caldwell County fan, there's nothing better than leaving Murray's Field with a victory.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. It's a really great feeling when you know you don't have to turn around and play them again in 3 weeks in the playoffs. So. Hopefully we'll come out of there and with a win, and it'll be a nice drive back. Maybe we'll stop and get something to eat on the way home.
Well, you guys enjoy the off week, and good luck down at Murray in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, thank you, Todd.
That's Tiger coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley. That's going to wrap us up this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You've been listening to the Saturday Morning Quarterback Show with your host, Todd Griffin. For high school sports news from across the area, go to YourSportsEdge.com.
WPKY.